Welcome to this week's episode, where we bring to you either some conversation about the afterlife or an after-dark story that you absolutely must light a nice bright candle in your darkened room to enjoy. Maybe our third type of episode called Afterthoughts, where we choose one of Mr. Poe's works and give you a detailed summary of that piece, and help you appreciate it in more 21st century English. This week, we hope you have secured yourself into a nice, comfortable, quiet, and darkened room, lit your most dependable candle to brighten things up a little if you hear a tap, tap, tap at your chamber door. In the dim light of a fog, enshrouded evening, I, Liam Wick, found myself wandering the cobblestone streets of the old part of the city, a place where shadows whispered secrets of the past. The air was thick with the scent of rain, and the distant sound of classical music from a nearby open window soothed my restless spirit. My thoughts were a tumultuous symphony, echoing the unresolved melodies of my own compositions, when an abrupt, discordant note shattered the harmony of the night. There, in the narrow alley, bathed in the sickly yellow light of a flickering street lamp, a scene unfolded that struck a dissonant chord in my soul. A group of boisterous youths encircled a frail, elderly dog, their laughter cruel and their intentions sinister. The dog, with its matted fur and eyes clouded with fear, reminded me of my own canine companion, long since passed, but never forgotten. The sight ignited a familiar, burning rage within me, a prelude to the transformation I had come to both dread and crave. As I observed the mockery and impending violence, a visceral change commenced. My heart raced, pumping a furious tempo as my muscles tensed, readying for the inevitable crescendo. My face, a mask of scars and memories, twisted into a grotesque visage of vengeance. The physical alterations were a reflection of the internal metamorphosis from the gentle, music-loving Liam to the avenger of the night's injustices. With stealth born of many such transformations, I approached the scene, unseen and unheard. My plan was as intricate as any composition I had ever penned. A deadly sonata for the wicked. Utilizing the impending storm as my accomplice, I lured the offenders towards the old bridge where the swollen river roared below, hungry for retribution. The wind howled its approval as I executed my plan, a conductor leading an orchestra of natural forces. The youths, now aware of their peril, scrambled in vain against the slippery stones, their cries drowned out by the thunderous applause of the storm. One by one, they slipped into the abyss, their descent a macabre dance choreographed by fate and my unyielding desire for justice. As the final echoes of their demise faded into the night, the transformation receded, leaving me exhausted but satisfied. The storm's fury abated, as if it too recognized that justice had been served. I returned to my solitary abode, a sanctuary of shadows and memories, where the only witness to my dual existence was the flickering candlelight. Settling into my favorite dark green leather chair by the dying embers of the fireplace, I lit a couple of candles. Their glow a beacon of tranquility in the darkness. In my hands, I held a worn volume of Edgar Allan Poe's poetry, its pages a testament to the beauty and horror of the human condition. As I read, the words weaving their spell, I felt the tumult of my soul quieten, the beast within retreating into the depths of my being. In the silence of my home, surrounded by the ghosts of my past and the echoes of my actions, I found a momentary peace, a respite from the eternal struggle between light and darkness that defined my existence. And in that peace, I awaited the dawn, knowing that the cycle of vengeance and redemption would begin anew with the next injustice that dared to disturb the delicate balance of my world. Thank you for sharing some of your time with us this week, and we really do look forward to being with you again next week. Please share this episode with someone that might enjoy it as well, and be sure to visit us on our website at www.poeticshadows.com. On behalf of Doug Mack and the entire team, see you next week.